earth, and sky.
This network of islands and marsh, what do we want it to be as a natural functioning system? And what's, you know, realistic given sort of the fact that there are 38 million people living in California using water that comes from there?
You're listening to Stanford University's Steve Monasmith. He's an expert on fluid mechanics, or the way water moves. He studies the San Francisco estuary, a mix of salt and fresh water, where two of California's rivers meet near one of America's most populous cities and flow into San Francisco Bay.
So what affects that flow are two things. One, the big driver is the natural variability of precipitation. And the second thing, of course, is diversions of that water for use in agriculture, you know, for us to drink, for all kinds of purposes that people make use of water.
Monasmith said that diverting so much water for human use alters the physics of the San Francisco estuary. His research shows that the distribution of salt in the water changes, which affects the current and the life cycles of local fish. He added that California residents might not be aware of the direct impact they have on these local waters and fish.
The water that we put onto our lawns is water that's not going into the estuary to support the ecosystem. So the things that we do as individuals have a larger effect on these systems.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.